All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, therefore it is time for Pro Wrestling America from Memorial Coliseum in a snowy Champaign, Illinois. And yes, we're even outside to do the wrestling show in the snow. Makes it a little more interesting to try to get some of these matches to go, because we do have 11 matches for you, some big matches coming in, and some definite changes on the horizon. But until we get to that point on the horizon, we're going to talk about this card. First things first, Brian Pillman renewed his contract for another 7 months, so he is good to go to continue to climb the ranks of the Illinois heavyweight title division, but also the tag team title division with Eric Embry. And I say that because that is one of the things that is coming up on the horizon, is that with Motor City Wrestling coming in as an affiliate, with others possibly coming in as we are in negotiations with others, looking to have the world heavyweight title from the PWA as their world heavyweight title and their champions as the number one contenders, changing things up a little bit so that we have the same thing going on in the PWA. So in the near future, we'll have it restacked to where the American heavyweight champion is the number one contender to the world heavyweight champion in the PWA, taking its place as the middle belt, especially as we are moving into more and more Illinois arenas, is the Illinois heavyweight title, which will be in the middle section, and then the TV title will remain down at the bottom to be that third rank of wrestlers' titles, so that the guys like Italian Stallion, Nightmare Ken Wayne, Steve Armstrong, Buzz Sawyer can have a title for them to fight over as well. Because it can be fun to have wrestlers that you just watch that never hold a title. But it's a lot more fun if they've got something at least to go for. So therefore, we have that. But tonight, we have four great big matches, as we have the television title being on the line as Steve Armstrong defends against Special Delivery Jones. We have a non-title match as American Heavyweight Champion takes on Terry Funk, or Brad Armstrong takes on Terry Funk. A number one contender for the World Heavyweight title match. Again, like I just said, right now, technically, Brad Armstrong in the new lineup would be the number one contender. But we're going to have some consolidations here. But we have Brad Armstrong's next title defense being decided on the card. So the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title, number one contender for the American Heavyweight title, both at the same time, as Gino Hernandez defending that distinction against Shane Douglas. And then our main event tonight, the big war, title versus title versus title, as Rick Rude and Austin Idol put their world tag team titles on the line against David Von Erich and his world heavyweight title and his tag team partner Terry Gordy, and Chris Candido's Illinois heavyweight title on the line with his tag team partner Buzz Sawyer. If a champion gets pinned, they lose their title. Plain and simple. No time limit, no disqualification, brawl it out until there's finally a pin to take care of it all. But before we get to that, we've got a large card to run through, as that is match number 11 on the card. So let's get to it right away. Opening match, Italian Stallion facing off against TD Steele. And Stallion had an easy match in this one. The very respectable between both men. Both men shook hands afterwards, but Italian Stallion gets the win after a neck breaker in a time of 4 minutes, 12 seconds. Next match has Nightmare Ken Wayne facing off against former television champion Savannah Jack. Nightmare shows that he wants to climb the rankings, but Jack just ends up being just a little bit too much for him. as Jack wins with a side suplex in a time of 9 minutes 41 seconds, barely beating out the time limit. Next match is the television title on the line. Steve Armstrong defending the title against Special Delivery Jones. And Steve and Special Delivery have a quick match when Steve catches Jones with a sunset flip for the pin in a time of 5 minutes 18 seconds. Moving on, we have Bart Gunn facing off against Eric Embry. Remnants of the old Strong Army versus Guns for Hire feud still going on. And these two brawl throughout the match. But Bart wins the match in a time of 11 minutes flat with a vicious lariat that nearly takes Embry's head off. The next match has Embry's newly re-signed tag team partner Flyin' Brian Pillman facing off against Bart Gunn's tag team partner Billy. Billy overestimates Pillman's potential in this match and falls victim to the air Pillman in a time of 5 minutes 30 seconds. Smoking Guns then just start beating on Pillman until Embry makes the save. Next match has former Illinois champion Honky Tonk Man facing off against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And the former Illinois champion is just overmatched by Daniels, who wins with an airplane spin into a cutter in a time of 5 minutes, 16 seconds. As everybody takes a little break to refresh their popcorn and beverages, we get ready for what could be a tag team war, as Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Rugged Rod Price have demanded a match with PG-13. And for those of you who grew up like I did on Memphis Wrestling, when is the last time you remember hearing anybody say they demanded a match with PG-13? But last week, PG-13 jumped these two guys as they were trying to get to Raven, helping Raven get into the MCW Heavyweight Title Battle Royal. And this match goes on, and actually goes on far longer than most people expected it to. And PG-13 was showing some good teamwork, some great skills in the ring. But eventually it is Rod Price with a pile driver on Wolfie D, getting the win for his team. As Missy Hyatt, who somehow manages to find her way out to the ring in the middle of the match, helps her men to celebrate, although she does not look as if she's very much in the celebratory mood. But Eddie Gilbert and Rugged Rod Price win the match in a time of 19 minutes, 5 seconds. Like I said, far longer than anyone expected it to. Now, on the other hand, the next match was shorter than anyone expected it to be, as you have Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Great Muta. And this 30-minute time limit match, you could easily see both men going the entire time limit. But Muta takes advantage of Adams trying to do a super kick in the corner, moves out of the way. Adams hits nothing but the turnbuckle pad. And then Muta takes advantage, focusing on that leg, finally making Adams submit to a figure four leg lock in a time of 10 minutes, 22 seconds. Now we get into the three big matches, building up to the fever pitch for PWA's weekly shows. Non-title match. American champion Brad Armstrong facing off against Terry Funk. And Funk just has a field day in this. Funk eventually gets the pin in a time of 7 minutes flat after hitting Armstrong with a chair as Bobby Heenan has referee David Manning distracted. Your winner, Terry Funk, who tries to leave with the American heavyweight title belt, but Brad and Steve do stop him from that. Next match is the number one contender for the world slash American heavyweight title, as Gino Hernandez has won this from Christmas Chaos. Still not been able to cash it in because of the issues between David Von Erich, Rick Rude, Austin Idol, Terry Gordy, Buzz Sawyer, and Chris Candido. All of that thing blowing up. Hernandez has had to put his title shot off for a little bit. But he's challenged by Shane Douglas to defend that number one contendership in a match. And if these guys could ever have gotten into the ring, because I know when Gino Hernandez was in the wrestling ring, Shane Douglas was still a kid. I mean, he talks about on the Jarrett Parsons radio programming, as they talk about Southwest Championship Wrestling, that when one of his favorite guys was Gino Hernandez. But he was still a kid. He was not even, I don't even think he was quite a teenager yet when Gino Hernandez died. So, but I would love to have seen a match between these two guys. This is one of those things that makes fantasy wrestling so great. As you take a guy who was a solid star in one decade and one who is a solid star a couple of decades later, and put them two together in their prime, and it's just absolutely fireworks. And this match goes a whole lot faster than the 45 minutes I gave them, because Hernandez takes advantage of Shane Douglas's cockiness and lets Shane go for a little while, but ends up throwing powder into Shane Douglas's eyes to roll him up in a small package to get the win in a time of 5 minutes 56 seconds. So your number one contender and the next person that Brad Armstrong defends the American heavyweight title to officially solidify and unify the number one contender for the world heavyweight title in the PWA is Gino Hernandez. Now we get to the main event. No time limit, no disqualification, title versus title versus title war. David Von Erich, the world heavyweight champion, and Terry Gordy battling against the world tag team champions, Ravishing Rick Rude and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, battling also against Illinois heavyweight champion Chris Candido and former TV champion, former four-time TV champion, Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. And so here, this was just a all-out brawl. You have all three referees involved in this match. David Manning inside the ring, Tommy Young, and who's the third referee? And Nick Patrick outside the ring, just in case anybody goes for a pinfall. Because before the match, I decided to not only make it no time limit, no disqualification, I also decide falls count anywhere. And with these six guys in the ring or anywhere in the building, this could definitely happen real easily. But surprisingly, the match stays around the ringside area. Yes, you have Buzz Sawyer and Austin Idol battling around in the ringside area. You've got Terry Gordy and Chris Candido battling around up in the aisleway, which leaves, well, David Von Erich and Rick Rude in the ring. And yes, it spills all over the place, and it is a bloody brawl. But eventually it comes down to J.J. Dillon, the manager of Chris Candido and Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, hitting the world heavyweight champion with his briefcase. David staggers right into a rude awakening from Rick Rude for the pin. And of course, this gets everybody all upset because Dillon, in all of the haze, thought that Rude was Buzz Sawyer. He's going to let Buzz Sawyer get the world heavyweight title. But it ends up being Ravishing Rick Rude, your new world heavyweight champion, in a time of 24 minutes, 45 seconds. And the brawl did not end then. Because, of course, that brought Terry Gordy in. That brought Austin Idol in. That brought Candido and Sawyer in. All brawling in the ring once again. Until finally, it is James J. Dillon trying to make his way back into the match. Climbs onto the turnbuckle with his briefcase in hand again. And goes for a flying leap. And ends up nailing Chris Candido by accident. And it is Gordy finally taking out Rick Rude and Austin Idol. And David Von Erich takes out Buzz Sawyer to where the former world heavyweight champion and his tag team partner are the ones standing tall. But it was the world heavyweight champion who ends up getting defeated and losing his title. And of course, David has many, many words to say, and especially that he will not rest until he has the world heavyweight title back around his waist. And for good measure, he and Terry Gordy want the world tag titles as well. And so as the other four, five with J.J. Dillon, you know, lay sprawled out, bloodied in the ring, they walk out with all the belts. The world heavyweight title, the world tag team titles, and the Illinois heavyweight title. So right now, David Von Erich, the monster heel, and Terry Bam Bam Gordy have all the belts, at least physical possession of them. And we're going to have to see what happens when we get into the match next week. See what goes on as, well, somebody's going to have to go retrieve those belts. And it's probably going to end up being me. But what's a promoter there for except for to get beat up on occasion? But that's just a foretaste of what's coming next week. Lots of things going on next week. I encourage you to be back for that. Be here for the theological side of the podcast as well as we wrestle with the theologies that are around us every day.